Okay, so Levi Yitzchak Bender, Tzadik Yivracha. Yeah, he was in jail, as you remember. He was taken to jail in 1930s.
Oh, someone else.
And with Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim Razin, together they went to jail. So they had to get organized, his family, his wife, his kids. And also they had permission to give them kosher food, to real kosher food. And he was there in...
Didn't they steal? Someone stole his tefillin?
He stole his tefillin, yeah, everything. But at least he was able to get kosher food a few times. And that's how Levi Yitzchak was sitting in jail, suffering very, very much. Dark. Yeah. And his the police over there, they made sure it's militia, or whatever they're called. Polizei, or whatever they're called over there. Right? They made sure to make him suffer well, body and so. But he doesn't lose his control. Tikkun Chatzot he could do, he knows it all by heart. He could also learn Torah, he knows a lot of Torah, he knows the whole Shas, the whole Zohar, everything by heart. Shulchan Aruch is a young man in his 30s. So he was learning Gemara by heart and Mishnayos by heart. And that made him, he said years later, that it saved him because he was capable to keep sane. He was just focused on the Torah and he didn't feel anything. But Levi Yitzchak said more than once that the things that what he suffered the most was sitting with the lowest people of Russia in jail, which are talking nonsense and nibur peh and niuf. That's what we're talking all the time. So that he said suffered my that's what he suffered the most from in jail. But also in his difficult time in jail, he had ups and downs every day. He was taken to chakirot, to investigations by sadistic investigators, which they say brought him all kinds of files to sign. And when he refused to sign, because he understood that if he signs, that's the end of him. That means I admit for whatever is written here. And also, other people might get in trouble because of this. And Levi Yitzchak here, we have here word for word what he said. He said in Yiddish, but it's translated. You cannot even imagine to yourself in any way how they investigated me. Investigated, is it? How they told you, yeah? You felt that death is better than such life. They teared me apart to pieces. One day, Levi said, the manager of the jail came in the middle of the investigation. And when they heard the argument between me and the investigator, so he said, what are you talking about? Just one bullet and take him away, Allah. The answer of the investigator said, he said, a bullet costs money. It's not even worth that. You need to blow him up without any bullets. Levi Yitzchak heard this, and you know, he's answering, and he's sitting there listening to this conversation. How they argue to kill him. Levi Yitzchak says, Hashem gave me so much koyach to withstand all those horrible days, to remember the niflois that Hashem did with us. And he finishes, without those wonders that Hashem was doing with me then, I wouldn't be sitting here with you guys today. The situation was so difficult, very, very difficult. And there was no hope, there was nothing. But Eliyahu Chaim told me that, Levi Yitzchak adds, he told him, I see the future already. We're going to be sitting here for the next 10 years at least. And that's what we felt. We felt like it was after despair already. And then I yelled at him, don't open your mouth to the devil! Don't say bad things! And don't give advice to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let him play the game. So they're in jail, in the lowest places where they were. But according to the truth, really, our life was not life. We knew mamash the hard, how difficult the hard hands of the KGB over there. And who could ever believe that we'll be? I never thought I'll be sitting here in Yerushalayim, sitting together with other blessed lovers over here. And that's why I thank Hashem. Someone who didn't go through this low places cannot even understand. Well, 4 months you're like this. 4 months, day by day, every single day going through this. If you didn't know what's going to be, you didn't know if they're going to be killed. Sam sitting in jail here, sent to Siberia. Anything was a, right? Always, when you always tell the stories of his jail, sitting in jail, you always mention, dang, remember, I'm sitting here, I can't believe it. Remember, Hashem's beautiful. Right? Another person, doesn't have a munah, he looks at things the other way. Oh, Hashem's so bad, look what he did to me, why do I have to suffer until I can't tell the story? Levi sees everything opposite. He's like, blessed Lava Chassi. Beautiful, Hashem's so beautiful, he saved me from them, he saw me. It's really good. One day, the police, they tried to force him to sign on a certain document. And he said, no, I'm not signing. Because he didn't do what they said. They took him and they put him in a tzinok. I don't know how you say tzinok in English. Is when you're alone. And
isolation, solitary confinement.
Yeah, completely alone. Very small. You couldn't sit or crouch or anything. You just stand like a little closet. And it stunk mamash because the sewer of the whole jail went through that little place. It was horrible. And he couldn't even daven, couldn't say anything, couldn't learn because you're in a stinky place. He didn't know what to do. He says, when they took me out of there, after 15 minutes, only 15 minutes they put me in there, my face changed completely. I looked like a different person. It was so horrible. 15 minutes and he was destroyed. They knew what they're doing, those idiots, huh? Zeh ozeh for today, my friends. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue learning Torah together. We're all invited.